Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your host, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Wednesday Wagers. You know, we officially changed the name about, I guess, last week we changed it.
Yeah.
But, again, welcome. It's the Wednesday Wagers. It's one of everybody's favorite episode, it seems like. And today's episode, we go through the withdrawn players, the added players, the weather for the week. Then we jump into our single bets. And then last but not least, we talk about our matchups for the week, which... Previously, Todd and I were competing every month. Once we get to the matchups, we'll announce the winner of that case. But let's just jump right into it. We like to keep this episode a little shorter than yesterday's DFS picks episode. Hope you all enjoyed that one. But jump right into it. Todd, withdrawn players. Tell me.
Still none.
None.
Yeah, we've had no withdrawn or added players for at least the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Last week, Patrick Cantlay was a very quick withdrawal, almost like the day of.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's before we record, so it's a little different.
Right.
But, yeah, it's an invitational, so I don't. Most of the time, people don't withdraw from events like that.
Right.
You know, then added players, since there's no withdrawn, there's no added.
Correct.
So, there we go. Simple enough, easy, just bust right through that. Todd, give us the weather for the week. Weatherman Todd.
Yeah. It's pretty much good weather other than Saturday. Saturday, there's a 60% chance of rain and the wind's getting up to 10 to 20. Other than that, highs in the mid to low 70s, lows in the 50s. So, not bad weather.
Yeah, fun golf. It's always nice when you see the Florida Gulf coming through. You know, it's just perfect weather all the time. You just wish so bad that you were there.
Yeah, for sure. We're finally coming around here in Tennessee, but it's taking a hot minute.
Yeah, it always takes a hot minute. So weather's looking pretty good then.
Yeah, other than Saturday.
All right. Well, generally that little segment takes a little longer with all three of that, but real simple this week. So
yeah.
Let's just jump right into the single bets. That's what everybody's here to listen for. So we're going to start out with our outright winners, and then we'll talk about our top 50 to 40 placement finishes. The reason we do 50 to 40, I say 50 to 40, top 5 to 40, sorry. The reason we do top 5 to 40 is because FanDuel allows you to bet on top 5, top 10, top 20, top 30, and top 40. So we just go, we do everything through FanDuel Sportsbook this episode, but we'll start off with our outright winners. I'll give you two outright winners real quick.
All right, go for it.
It's one of them is Jordan Spieth. You know, I'm pretty confident in Jordan Spieth this week, and he's plus 3,000 to win. So pretty good odds. You know, smackle $10 on there, $300. So
right,
definitely not a bad week if you do that. But last week, cash outs were not available on outright winners.
Yeah, I really hope that's not a trend.
And we're really hoping that that's not the case.
Because, well, it seemed like on the app, they had like a thing where you could show only your cash out bets.
Yeah.
The slider was still up there. So I don't know if maybe just for no cut events, if we don't have a cash out option, just because.
I mean, it would make sense for a no cut event to not have a cash out option.
I guess everybody still has a chance to win up until the last point. So.
Yeah. So, but let's fingers crossed that that's not the case anymore. Hopefully we have cash out still.
Yeah.
Because the whole. Big reason why I'm talking about that is because my other outright winner for the week is Taylor Gooch, the Gooch man.
He's one of mine.
And he is plus 10,000 to win. If he wins, that's awesome. But most likely, I don't think he's going to win probably. But I do think he could get a top 10 finish.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Taylor Gooch is up there on Sunday, you know, put like $10 on it, your cash out is like 80 or something. You better smack the cash out button on Taylor Gooch.
For sure.
But that's two of my outright winners. I got two more, but go ahead and give me one.
You just knocked out Taylor Gooch for me, and the other one I've got is Billy Horschel.
Billy Ho-Ho.
Billy Ho-Ho.
We got the Gooch man and Billy Ho-Ho today.
He's he's plus 3,500, and I think, like we said yesterday, he's a guy that loves playing Florida golf.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't gotten a win in Florida yet.
He's still a Florida man, though.
Yeah, I think it could come at any point, and – you know, the past winners have pretty much been guys that, you know, not necessarily number two or number three in the world, but they're seasoned. High up there, and they're good golfers.
Yeah.
Or seasoned, yeah, like you said, seasoned veterans. And Billy Horschel kind of strikes me as that, and it would not shock me if he wins.
You think Billy's due?
I think so. It's been a while since he's gotten a long time. Victory.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. What's his odds again?
+3,500.
Wow. Okay.
So, better than even if you odds. Just want to throw a dollar on it, it's $35.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad at all. I wouldn't mind seeing a Billy Ho-Ho win. You know, he's not my favorite golfer, but I don't dislike him.
Right.
It's fine. But two more outright winners that I have, and these are the big odds right here. One of them is Keith Mitchell at +10,000. Now, a lot of people might be shook when I say Keith Mitchell, but what's all talk about yesterday, Keith Mitchell loves the Bermuda greens, loves them. And in the tournaments that he has played well in this season, it's, I wouldn't say a similar golf course, but the layout of it's similar. You know, the wide open fairways and the bunker structure, things of that sort. And Keith Mitchell has a top five and a top six finish here. So, Keith Mitchell, you know, if he's coming around on Sunday, you know, if he's in contention on Sunday, that could be a big cash out.
Yeah, for
right
sure.
Right there. I don't know if Keith Mitchell will actually win.
I'm kind of surprised he has the same odds as Taylor Gooch because their games are nowhere even close right now.
Yeah, it's actually pretty shocking. It's because they just know Keith Mitchell has finished here so well. But, again, that's I don't know if Keith Mitchell will actually win. That'd be awesome because +10,000, that'd be a great payday for me. But my goal for him is, you know, hit the cash out button on Sunday. Hopefully make $50, $80 off of him, something like that.
Yeah.
But my last outright winner, which is the real big odd one, is Peter Malnati.
Wow.
I got good faith in Peter Malnati this week. I think he's going to play well. I really do think he's going to play well this week. And Peter Malnati to outright win is +17,000.
See, that's where I feel like Keith Mitchell should be.
Yeah, but 17,000. I mean,
that's crazy.
Put $10 on that. What is it, 1,700?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's not a bad. That'd be awesome. And I don't know if Peter Malnati is necessarily due, but no, he's playing great golf, and I think you could see a top 10 finish out of Peter. You know, it might not be the greatest cash outs, but, you know, +17,000. I mean, how can you say no to that?
Right.
I mean, just that off chance that he's in fifth or sixth on Sunday, you know, go ahead and hit the cash out button. Just
even if he just is a first round leader. He'd just be first round leader and you could make money off of him. That's what if.
And Peter Malnati is the king of the first round leader.
And if he comes out and he's leading and I've got that bet, I'm just cashing out right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly smart.
I'm just looking at how his game goes throughout the week on average.
Yeah.
And I'm cashing out right there.
He's the king of the first round leaders. I mean, he's that would be awesome. You know, +17,000, smack you on there and then get a cash out. That's a good day. So, you got any more outright winners?
I don't have any more written down, but I think if I go to make any more, it's probably going to be on either Victor Hovland or Sungjae.
What's Victor's odds?
Victor's +12,000.
Okay.
So, I mean...
12,000?
Or, sorry, 1,200.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, oh, my God. I'm pleased to bet.
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, he's +1,200. You know, I mean, that's...
It's not bad.
No, I just feel like...
It's 5 to win 60.
Yeah.
10 to win 120.
Right. It just feels like, I don't know, maybe just his recent play, they're giving him more of a nod than I feel like they should. What just about, because he hasn't won.
Yeah. What about Sungjae Im's odds?
Sungjae's +2,300.
Okay. That's obviously more attractive.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is, you know, he's coming up on 2 weeks out from where he won the Honda Classic.
He's playing good, and he has two top three finishes here.
Yeah.
That could be a good one. That could definitely be a good one.
I like his odds better than Victor as far as, you know, payout. I don't know if I'm necessarily liking +1,200 on Victor or not.
Victor Hovland's playing great, but I don't know if I could actually see him winning this week.
Right, I could, and I mean, even your cash out is not going to be all that great.
No. I could see Sungjae Im getting up there, though. That cash out could be good.
Yeah.
You know, that cash out, we could be, you know, it might only be like 10 to cash out, but on like 30 or 40, but still, you know, $30 on that, and you got a bunch of other bets. Pretty good day.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. I might take the Sungjae Im outright winner. That's a good one. So, other than that, you got any more?
Nope.
All right. Let's talk about our top 5 to 40 placement finishes. I'll throw you two real quick. I got Taylor Gooch again. I'm big on the Gooch man this week.
I've got him at top 20.
Yeah, I have him at top 20 as well. He's plus 320 for top 20.
Yeah.
Which, great payday there. I think
that's a little more realistic than him hanging around the lead, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
But you never, like I said, if Gooch man's up there on day two, you know, just go ahead and hit the cash out button probably. But, I mean, the Gooch man could, I mean, he could finish top 10.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm pulling for the top 20. I feel like that's pretty safe. Plus 320 as well, that's good odds.
Yeah.
That's great. And another top 20 bet that I have is actually Keith Mitchell again. I'm pretty high on Keith Mitchell this week. I actually put him, I adjusted one of my lineups today, and Keith Mitchell's in my lineup now. And Keith Mitchell for top 20 is plus 490.
Wow.
Yeah, and he has he's a top five and a top six finish. And he's plus 490 for top 20. So that's pretty attractive odds for me. You know, I took that right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Florida's where he finds it.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. You know, he just loves that Bermuda. I mean, he can miss the cut the next 2 weeks. But, I mean, maybe this week, you know, he's got such a good track record, and he just loves the Bermuda greens. He could do it.
Yeah.
Possibly. But I'll hand it over to you. Give me some.
So, top 10 finish is on Sungjae. He's plus 210. But okay. I just feel like it's such a safe bet.
Almost like placing Finau in top five.
I mean, he played decently well last week. And his track record here is amazing.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's a safe bet.
No, I agree with you. Top 10?
Yeah.
What's his odds again?
Plus 210.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not a bad payday at all.
You're getting double your return.
Yeah. That could be a good one. How many other bets you got over there?
Other than the Taylor Gooch, I got one more.
Okay. Here, I'll throw you two more real quick. Another one that I have is another top 20 that I have is actually Peter Malnati again. Like I said, I'm big on Peter Malnati this week. I really do think this is a golf course that can set up to his game. And Peter Malnati top 20 is plus 700.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, he's had some great finishes this year. He's been in the top 10 this year.
Yeah.
So, Peter Malnati, top 20 plus 700. You know, that's a fantastic payday. You know, throw 10 bucks on that. We're looking at $70.
Right.
You know, it's, so Peter Malnati, top 20 plus 700. Got it. I'm in. And I'll hand it over to you, and I'll throw in my last two.
All right. So, I've got one more bet, and it's on a top 30 finish out of Cameron Percy.
Cameron Percy.
Yeah, okay. Talked about him a little bit in yesterday's episode, and I think a top 30 is decently safe. I mean, his last two finishes have been well inside the top 30 at AT&T Pebble Beach and Puerto Rico. I mean, those fields aren't quite as stacked as what we're seeing here, right. But I think top 30 is a decently safe play if he's playing well.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So is that your last placement bet?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think we both got some good bets lining up this week. This could be another attractive week. Continue our success.
Yeah, we've been going strong the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and before we wrap up our single bets, I have two more I want to talk about, and they're both top 10 finishes. Mark Leishman, top 10, is plus 410. So, you know, Mark Leishman has a fantastic track record here, and he is a champion of this course.
Right.
And Mark Leishman, you know, he's not playing his greatest golf in the world right now, but... From his track record, Mark Leishman really turns it up in the Florida run. And, you know, he's been playing relatively well. Like, you know, not the greatest. I'd say decent for these past couple events. But, you know, the Florida run's in at full effect. The Masters is going to be here before you know it. And Mark Leishman, top 10, plus 410. I feel like it's almost a lock. You know, I'm pretty confident in that one. Plus 410, that's great odds.
Right.
That's fantastic. And the last guy I'm going to throw out there for a placement bet is Sam Burns, top 10.
Wow.
I'm really rooting hard for Sam Burns this week, and I have him on either one or two of my lineups for this week, actually.
Can he be the comeback kid?
I don't think he's going to win. I don't. But I definitely could see a top 10 out of Sam Burns this week if he just plays his heart out there. And Sam Burns' top 10 is plus 460. So, again... Very attractive odds, once again. It's I could definitely see, if Burns plays his heart out, I could see the top 10. I'm hoping he doesn't have a – he's not a little scared from what happened a couple weeks ago. But I think he's over it by now. He took a week off. I think he's probably gotten over everything, jumping into this week.
Yeah.
Sam Burns is going to play well, I think.
I don't think this this golf course is not nearly as demanding as Riviera either.
No, it's not necessarily it's not an easy golf course, but it's not intimidating as Riviera, I would suppose. But that's all I got for the top 5 to 40 placement finishes. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, you guys heard all of our single bets right there. Now we jump into Todd and I's matchups here. We use everything through FanDuel Sportsbook, and we use FanDuel Sportsbook matchups. Now, Todd, tell everybody kind of how these matchups work for some of our newer people.
Yeah, so basically FanDuel will release matchups between two players, and they'll typically choose similar tiered players. You know, if you just use our tiers, the way we break down our players, you're never going to really see a tier A go against a tier C guy. It's always going to be somewhere around evenly matched.
Yeah.
You know, the odds aren't super crazy either.
No.
But, you know, if you're really confident in one particular guy and you see a matchup where he's playing another guy you think, you know, is not going to do well that week,
mm-hmm.
you know, I normally place bigger bets on matchups just because the return isn't as astronomical as, you know, like a outright winner bet.
Right, right. No, it's they're usually always much closer. Like, you're never going to see, like, Rory McIlroy versus, like, Scott Stallings or something.
Right.
You know, it's going to be Rory versus DeChambeau or something of that sort.
Yeah.
So, but it's just a little fun thing that Todd and I like to do against each other. And, you know, you can do it against your friends as well. But, like you said, it's not always bad odds. You know, a lot of them, you know, plus 12, plus 112 or plus 120, things like that, you know. Those are not bad odds at all. You can double your money doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So these are still very great odds and very important for us all degenerates that listen here. But so if you listened in for the past few episodes, or if you're new to the show, Todd and I compete against each other every month for the matchups, and we keep track of who wins the most. We only keep track of the ones that we disagree on. So, you know, our records aren't like 50 to 30 or something like that.
Yeah.
But so we kept track, and whoever won had to buy a little prize, and the winner of February is me.
Yeah. I had a strong push in last week's episode, but it was not enough because my first 2 weeks were
it was really just the first week. Yeah.
The first week
I beat Todd 4-1.
Yeah.
And that kind of just signified it. But in the end, the my February record was 10 wins and 7 losses. So obviously that's a win, and I'll get the prize for February. But now this starts a whole new month. So Todd and I will be competing. It's for the next 4 tournaments, I suppose, that are in March.
Right.
And then whoever has the best record at the end of March has to get who wins another prize. So it's a prize every month. Keeps it interesting and more fun. But that being said, let's jump into the matchups. We'll just do how we usually do. We go back and forth as long as I don't skip you like I usually do. But go ahead and start us off. The first matchup.
All right, yeah. The two most expensive guys from yesterday's episode, Rory McIlroy against Victor Hovland. McIlroy is minus 142 against Hovland. It's plus 112. I feel like the obvious answer is Rory, but I really want to go with Victor.
Yeesh. I don't know. Rory's a champion here.
He is, but I just...
Hovland's on a roll.
I seen McIlroy switch back to his blade putter,
uh-huh.
So maybe he's going to start figuring it out on the greens a little bit, but Victor's just playing so well, I just can't go against him.
He is playing so well. It's... I'll agree with you. Usually, I would probably disagree with you on that one usually, but Rory just doesn't play well on Sundays, it seems like. And Victor Hovland plays well all the time.
Right.
But that's honestly a good one to take for everybody listening. You know, Victor Hovland plus 112, that's good odds.
That is. So, kind of a David and Goliath, a rookie, or yes, last year's rookie going up against a seasoned veteran. It's kind of cool.
That's a fun one. But so we agree on that one, so no disagreements yet. But
nope.
Next one is Rory McIlroy versus Tyrrell Hatton. Rory McIlroy is minus 152, and Tyrrell is plus 120. Tyrrell is a defending champion. Who you got here?
Man, I can't believe I'm doing this to my boy Rory, but I'm probably going to go with Tyrrell.
You think Tyrrell is going to beat Rory this week?
I do.
We're disagreeing. Tyrrell, he played last week, and it was I was not impressed by his play last week.
Were you impressed with Rory's?
No, but I like you said about the putter, I think Rory has a few things. I think Rory's getting a win this season. I 100% think he is. I don't know if it's going to be here, but I think Rory is going to get a win, and I think he's just got a lot of things in the works, and it's just going to come piece together. Maybe it'll piece together this tournament. You never know. But Tyrrell Hatton is a fantastic player.
Yeah.
But this is going to be one of those deals where I think Rory is like fourth and Tyrell is like fifth or sixth. So, but I'm taking Rory. So you're taking Tyrell.
I am.
All right, we're going to disagree. That's one in the books right now. Last week we had 8 disagreements. That was a record high of disagreements. But you got the next one. Go ahead.
It's Bryson DeChambeau against Victor Hovland. They're both minus 112. I just got to see something from Bryson before I put any money on him, I think.
I'm taking Bryson.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it really pains me to say that.
That's pretty hurts shocking. My heart.
Yeah. I'm pretty shocked. I'm shocking myself, honestly. But Bryson has a great track record here. And, you know, he didn't finish the best last week. But keep in mind that when Bryson did have one round last week where it was – he was on his game on every point, and he shot 8 under.
Yeah.
In the second round of the concession last week, which is not an easy golf course. So I think Bryson – I don't –
he's got a good finish here too.
Yeah, he's finished fourth before. I think Bryson's trying to re-piece his game together. I don't know if it'll be this week. Hovland's definitely going to play well as well. I'm going to take Bryson over him. Maybe I don't know. Maybe Hovland, he might slow down a little bit this week. You never know.
That's the thing. I feel like that's why it was so hard for me to make single bet picks, because I feel like there's so many people playing good right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
That at some point, a few of them are going to fall off. I just don't know who it's going to be yet.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Hovland, but I think, again, it's one of those deals where Bryson's might just finish just a hair above Bryson. I mean, a hair above Hovland. But I'm taking Bryson. So we get to agree. That's 2 in the books now.
Wow.
Yep.
That one surprised me.
It surprised me too. All right, next up is Tyrrell Hatton minus 126 and Matthew Fitzpatrick minus 102. Who you got?
I'm taking Matty Fitz.
I'm taking Matty Fitz too. Matty Fitz's game is in a really good spot right now, and he has good finishes here.
Yeah, and switching from Poana Greens or whatever was it, Riviera, over to Bermuda didn't faze him.
No, I think you could possibly see a Matthew Fitzpatrick win this week. You honestly could. I taking him over Tyrrell Hatton. All right, you got the next one.
We got Sung J.M. at minus 126 up against Paul Casey at minus 102. I got to go with Sung J. I just can't.
Yeesh.
I can't go against him.
I'll take Sung J too. Paul Casey is going to play well this week.
I feel that.
Yeah.
But I just
– I'm going to go ahead and call it. Paul Casey's finishing
sixth?
Right at it. I'm not kidding. Right at sixth. I'm seeing it.
That seems like a very Paul Casey thing to do.
Yeah, I know.
Like, just hang around sixth all week long.
Yeah, I think Paul Casey's going to play well, but Sung J.M.'s going to play better. And we're back on the Sung J.M. train right now. If you listen to some of our first episodes when we started doing this, we jumped off the Sung J.M. train.
Yeah.
But now we have jumped back on, and we're hoping that doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Bermuda Greens gives him a helping hand.
Right. All right, next up, oh, geez. We got Patrick Reed minus 192 versus Jordan Spieth at plus 148. Plus 148. I'm taking Spieth.
I'm taking Reed.
No, you're a fool.
I pity the fool. I just think Reed's playing so well right now.
So is Spieth.
True. I just
Spieth hasn't played this event before.
If I got to pick somebody that I think's going to win, it's got to be Reed right now, because Spieth has given me so many other, times where he should have won and hasn't.
I don't want Reed to win.
I don't want him to win either.
If he's winning, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Morning Mully, and you'll see me complaining about Patrick Reed.
I 100% think Reed's going to win this, but I'm not taking that.
I'm taking it. Placing that one. Jordan Spieth might win this week, man.
He might.
He could. He's on it. And if he doesn't, I already placed a bet for it. But if Jordan Spieth doesn't win in these next few weeks, he's winning the Masters. Jordan Spieth might win. I already took him at plus 2,900 to win the Masters.
He's probably falling from there, especially if he gets another couple good finishes.
Definitely he's falling from there. I mean, we can look at it right here. Jordan Spieth to win the Masters. I took him at plus 2,900. He's plus 1,600 now.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's definitely fallen. That's a wow. That's a big change. But all right, you got the next one. We disagreed again.
Yeah. This next one includes Patrick Reed at minus 112 against Matthew Fitzpatrick. That's also minus 112.
Matty Fitz.
Oh man.
Fitz, man, his. Okay, let me sell you something right here.
Yeah, sell me. Because I don't want to pick Reed again.
Matthew Fitzpatrick is, I mean, his putter is unbelievable right now. And we are playing the exact same greens we played last week, the same type of grass. And the week before that, Matthew Fitzpatrick was also lighting up at the Genesis. His wedge game is on point. His putting is probably the best you've ever seen it. And he's a well-known putter. I think Matthew Fitzpatrick is playing just absurdly well right now. And so is Patrick Reed, but it might be a Matthew Fitzpatrick second and a Patrick Reed fifth or something.
You know what? You sold me. I'll go Matty Fitz.
You can sign right here. I'll take that. yeah, Matthew Fitzpatrick on him this week. It's good. Next up, we have Rory McIlroy minus 128 versus Bryson DeChambeau at plus 102. I used that as an example earlier. Rory.
Yeah, I'm going Rory.
Yeah. I did take Bryson over Hovland, and then I took Hovland over Rory, so that doesn't totally make sense what I'm saying. But I don't know. I see Rory finishing better than Bryson.
I do too.
But all right. You got the next one.
You got Victor Hovland at minus 134. Good Lord, he's in like a crap load of matchups.
Yeah, Tyrell Hatton's in all of them.
Yeah, he's going up against Tyrell Hatton plus 106. I'm going to go with Victor again.
I'm going Victor too. Again, Tyrell Hatton's got to do something to impress me. You know, he's a fantastic golfer, like I've been saying, but Victor Hovland, he's bringing a lot of momentum into everything.
Ton of momentum.
Yeah, and I could see his game fitting well at this course, but like I said, Victor Hovland's going to play well this week. I just think certain players are obviously going to play better. I don't see the Victor Hovland win this week, but all right, next up we have Patrick Reed. God, he's in everything too. Patrick Reed minus 136 versus Sungjae Im at plus 108. Okay, so this is going to be a tough one for you.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I'm going to go with Sungjae.
Sell me.
These are both kind of guys that sneak up in Florida, it seems like. And they both played well last week. And I just don't want to take Patrick Reed.
That's fair.
Like,
yeah. I'll probably
this is
take
honestly
too.
A coin flipped, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll go with Sungjae as well. I like that. All right, you got the next one.
We got Matthew Fitzpatrick minus 142, Paul Casey plus 112.
Wow, Paul Casey's plus 112. Yeesh. That's tough.
That is tough.
Paul Casey being plus odds.
Both Euros, they both got some time over here now.
Matthew Fitzpatrick. I'm hopping on the Matthew Fitzpatrick train. Might even place outright winner bet on him.
I'm going to go Paul Casey.
Whoa. Why?
Because you're going to finish sixth, man.
But Matthew Fitzpatrick's going to finish fifth. Bold move. Okay. I like it. More disagreements. All right. Next up, we got Hideki Matsuyama minus 152 and Jordan Spieth plus 112. We've been talking trash.
120.
Oh. 120. We've been talking trash about Hideki Matsuyama.
He played so well last week.
He finally turned his game around last week. He finally hurt us. But, nah, Jordan Spieth. Plus 112 taking it.
I'll go Hideki.
Golly, you just don't like Spieth anymore, man.
I'm just scared.
Yeah, you know, I was scared, but I called for the return.
You did.
So that man... He's got to become one of my boys soon. He's got to get in my boys list. That's kind of hard because everybody loves him. So then,
let him win the Masters.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next up, you got it.
We got Billy Horschel at minus 164 against Mark Leishman, plus 130.
We're going to disagree.
Yeah, we are.
You're going to take Billy Ho-Ho over my boy.
My boy Billy Ho-Ho.
I can't go against my
You can't in good conscience go against Mark Leishman.
No, I really can't. And, you know, a lot of people might just be thinking that I'm taking him because I just love Mark Leishman. But I could honestly see Mark Leishman finishing in the top 10 this week. That's why I put the single bet in. Ho-Ho can do top 10 also, but Mark Leishman's going to finish better.
I think this is a boomer bust week with Billy Horschel. He's either going to keep the ball rolling like he's been playing.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if last week took a lot out of him, but I'm willing to take the chance.
That's fair. Okay, next up, we got Louis Oosthuizen -126 versus Francesco Molinari at -102. Wow. Oh, jeez. Molinari has great track record here. Louis Oosthuizen. I don't know. Who you got? Louis played great last week.
He did. Francesco's got a couple weeks off, or at least a week. I'm going to go with Francesco.
I'm going to go Louis.
I think Francesco is going to return to a place that he's won before, and the top 10 finishes that we've been seeing is going to turn into at least top five.
Yeah, I think I might end up losing that one, but I'm willing to risk it. All right, so it's the first week, so I got catch-up time if I do bad this week.
But, I got time to get ahead, hopefully.
Right. All right, next up is Jason Day -126 versus Tommy Fleetwood +102.
Eesh. Gosh, this one stinks.
I'm taking Day.
Yeah, I'll probably take Day also.
Fleetwood played terrible last week.
He did.
He's
got a good track record here, but Fleetwood just doesn't seem like the same player.
Jason Day has a good track record here too.
He does. And with all the bunkers and stuff, he's a tremendous bunker player.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Tommy Fleetwood, he just really disappointed me last week.
Yeah, he did. He, like I said, he just doesn't seem like the same Fleetwood we seen 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. All right, take the next one.
We got Will Zalatoris -142 up against Sam Burns at +108. We're probably going to disagree on this one.
You're taking Zalatoris, huh?
I am.
I'm not taking that one. I'll go with you.
So you're confident in Burns, but not confident.
Well, golly. I already have too much riding on Burns this week, so I'm not going to bet on him again. Zalatoris could go top 10 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I really do think he could. But I'll agree with you there. And I was just looking up Jason. I said Jason Day has a great track record there, and Tommy Fleetwood does as well. But Jason Day is the 2016 Arnold Palmer Invitational champion. So, very good track record. But so we'll agree on Will Zalatoris just because I don't want to bet any more on Burns.
Gotcha.
All right, next up, Jason Kokrak -128 versus Kevin Na at +102. Kokrak. I'm big on Kokrak this week.
I want to be big on Kokrak also, but...
Oh, my, you're not going to do it, are you?
I don't know. I picked Kevin Na last week, and it really paid off for me.
Oh, he wants to do it. Just do it.
I can't. I can't.
I can't.
Kokrak's playing so well right now, I just can't do it.
All right, we'll agree then. Take the next one.
Kevin Kisner -112 against Cameron Tringali -112. Now, here are two short knockers that have both been playing decently well. Kevin Kisner, not so much, except for last week, except for his 80.
Who you got?
Probably Kiz.
Wow.
I don't think that one round is enough to sway me now that he's on Bermuda.
Jeez, I don't know.
Tringali seems definitely like the safer play.
I'll take Kiz. I don't want to risk that one. I'll disagree with you. All right, next up. Max Homa -112 versus Ricky Fowler -112.
Homa all day.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm not touching Ricky until I see something.
I was literally just about to say Ricky Fowler without a doubt.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Max Homa? Yeah. He won 2 weeks ago, and he played again last week for some reason. You know, obviously, he got into that tournament because of the win. But, no, Max Homa, he's tired.
Oh, I guarantee you he's tired, but I almost think a tired Max Homa's got as much chance against Ricky Fowler as anybody right now.
Nope. I called Ricky Fowler in the DFS picks yesterday. He was just a mention for me, but Ricky Fowler has good finishes at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and he played well at the Genesis.
I mean, I would love to see Ricky Fowler kind of return to some form. I just don't like him against Max Homa.
Well, I do, so we're disagreeing. Next up, you got it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
One of your boys, Cameron Davis, -124 against Taylor Gooch, -102.
The Gooch man versus one of my boys?
I'm taking the Gooch man.
Yeah, I'm taking the Gooch man, too. Cameron Davis is one of my boys, but we're looking at Cameron Davis probably top 20 finish at the best this week.
He's kind of cooled off.
Yeah, we're looking at Taylor Gooch top 10 at the best this week. So I'll agree with you there. Next up is Shane Lowry -142 versus Brennan Grace +108. This is going to be a tough one. Well, it's not a tough one for you because Shane Lowry, you despise him right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Brandon Grace is coming off a win in Puerto Rico.
That is true.
So is there going to be a winner's hangover?
Not as much. I could see Shane Lowry missing cut.
Wow, that's so just rude.
Plus 108.
That's just Shane, rude.
Or Brandon Grace all day.
I'll agree with you, but that's just rude.
Hey.
You do not like Lowry. He only disappointed you for 1 week.
He did.
But Carlos Ortiz literally just destroyed everything I was hoping for. But I'll agree with you. Brandon Grace plus 108, I'd take that. All right, next up, you got it.
We got Lanto Griffin minus 112 against Christian Buisenhout. Hey, minus 112.
Good job there.
Hey, this country boy can make some pronunciations. I'm probably going to go with Lanto.
You know, Lanto, if you listen to yesterday's episode, you know, everybody knows I have a group of five boys. And Lanto Griffin's on the hot seat this week versus Andrew Putnam. If Andrew Putnam finishes better than Lanto Griffin, Andrew Putnam will replace Lanto on my boys' list. But
Buisenhout didn't play very good last week.
Yeah, I'm going to root for Lanto. I'm going to root for him. I'll take him this week. All right, next up is Corey Connors minus 152 versus Ian Poulter at plus 120.
I have no honest idea where Ian Poulter is at right now.
Poulter has some good finishes here.
He does. I just don't know where he –
Yeah, where's Corey Connors, though?
Corey Connors got some decent finishes. I'm going to go with Connors.
I don't know. Okay, in yesterday's episode, Todd talked about it seems like a lot of South Korean players seem to play well here. And another little fun fact is a lot of Canadian players play terrible here. And so, yeah, I'm calling for Ian Poulter.
Go for it.
We're going to disagree with you again.
I'm just going to let my stats back me up on this one this week.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably going to bite me in the butt, but whatever.
All right, next up. Go ahead and take that one.
Luke List, minus 126 against Charlie Hoffman, the WD King, minus 102.
Luke List.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Luke List also.
List has got some good finishes here.
Yeah.
I definitely like that one. All right, and the very last matchup of the week is Brendan Todd, minus 112, versus Siwoo Kim, minus 112.
Brendan Todd. Yeah. I mean, Siwoo Kim, I think he's got some decent finishes here. If you look 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But Brendan Todd just seems like he's reasserted himself since last year's restart. And I don't know, Siwoo's just fell off ever since he won.
No, I agree with you. Brendan Todd's playing well right now. I agree. All right, so that wraps up for our matchups. Now, Todd and I are competing again for this month, the month of March. Guess how many we disagreed on this week?
It seemed like a lot. Probably another eight.
Nine. It's a new record.
So we getting off to an odd start already. Yeah. Nice.
Wow. Nine matchups we disagreed on this week. That's huge. All right. Well, you got anything else before we wrap it up here?
Nope.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in to Wednesday Wagers. We know it's all your guys' favorite episode. Make sure you tune in next week. Next week is the players. You know, it's the fifth major. It's very exciting. And possibly we may have a little surprise for next week's podcast. Announcement. You know, so make sure you tune in on Tuesday and Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern time next week for the players. There's a good chance it's going to be a little surprise. Yeah, everybody's going to want to listen to it because everyone is going to be involved. It's not just us. But other than that, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Morning Mulligan, or check out our website, themorningmulligans.com. Learn more about Todd and I, or go listen to the podcast there. But other than that, let's hope for another good week, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.